All right, now it's time for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, four promises, and one purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Hillsborough today, and we are joined by the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens, on the phone right now. Mayor, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Aaron.
So, first of all, we're going to talk about something that's happening tomorrow night, and this is a national thing that's happening around the country, but in Hillsborough, too, it is National Night Out, which is an annual event designed to build community ties between residents and local police departments. What's it going to entail in Hillsborough?
Yes, well, National Night Out, as you said, is a national program. It's been happening since 1984. The Hillsborough events we've got several neighborhoods who are essentially having an outdoor party, neighborhood party, kind of the cookout, snacks, some beverages. Our police department likes making their rounds to visit these neighborhoods and meet with the officers and the local citizens and have some nice conversations. I know my neighborhood, they're going to be doing it for the second or third year up on Queen Street. It's going to be another one that's going to be at some of the new apartment complexes in Waterstones, south of town. Which is one thing that I really appreciate about is that we want every neighborhood, every apartment complex, every sort of side street in Hillsborough where there's a neighborhood to feel like it's part of Hillsborough. So I'm really happy that we only have a few of these events that are happening around town, but they are happening across the town.
And we've talked about the impact and the importance of kind of the idea of community policing in general, events like this among them. What are kind of the tangible effects of that you see in town?
Well, you know, at one point, National Night Out was really about community watch and about keeping your eye, you know, on your neighbor. The community policing really takes that much step further and really tries to develop relationships between the citizens and residents and people who are going about their everyday lives in the community and our police department. And, of course, we've been talking over the last couple of years, Aaron, about kind of the incredible way that the Hillsborough Police Department has been doing over the top to build relationships, whether it's stopping and helping people, find food, doing fundraisers, just stopping and shooting a couple baskets. They found some kids that had their bicycles stolen. They went out to Walmart with their out of pocket and bought some bicycles. They'll give kids a helmet. Just walking down the street, making sure they're shaking hands. Even the simple act of you're driving down the road and somebody waves at you, you wave back. and that creates a sense that the police are people and that they are here as our neighbors, and their job is to help keep us safe. And likewise, we can help keep them safe. And that we're all in this together to have a community where whoever you are, you can sort of walk down the street and feel that you can call upon the police to be of assistance should you need it.
I can get more information on National Night Out in Hillsborough and the Hillsborough Police Department in general online at the town's website, which is hillsboroughnc.gov. Speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens and kind of speaking of safety in Hillsborough and downtown in particular, still a lot of people talking about the demonstrations now that have been happening, multiple demonstrations, initially pro-Confederate flag waivers downtown. We talked about that last week, and now over this weekend, some anti-Confederate demonstrators and about 80 of them gathering downtown as well to kind of push back against the pro-Confederate demonstrations that we've seen over the last couple of weeks. Where do things stand as far as all of that goes in Hillsborough?
There has been a lot of attention to that, hasn't there? yes. So we have the Saturday was a lovely, the last couple Saturdays have been lovely Saturdays in Hillsborough. Typical people all out in front of the coffee shop. There's always a group that plays music and people in the restaurants down at Weaver Street Market. And On a typical Saturday like this, we have had every couple weeks, couple months, a couple folks come and wave Confederate flags, which to me is always a reenactment of how the flag was used to intimidate persons of color. Mm-hmm. And it's just it makes a hateful statement regardless of what other intention. That said, folks have always come out on this corner, like I said, on occasion somewhat regularly. There's always been a group of local citizens who will go and stand on an opposing corner, and usually with a Black Lives Matter flag, with some homemade posters that says, we want to oppose racism, or this is not the values of our community. And that's happened. Has been generally peaceful, and our police department has started kept an eye on that. What was different 2 weeks ago is Matthew's Chocolate had just recently opened up, and certainly quite understandably, the proprietor of that shop was upset that the Confederate flaggers were there, certainly against his values, but it was really in the interaction between the flaggers and the chocolate shop that really escalated to a really, particularly on social media, to towards the chocolate shop, a lot of threats and things. The police were called in. Matthew at the chocolate shop was not happy with the police informing him that the flaggers had a constitutional right to continue to be on the corner so long as they were not threatening anybody. And that's how that kind of escalated. Certainly a lot of comments online in this, generally, people are not particularly happy with the flaggers or, this kind of negative attention that happens downtown. But we did have lots of residents and citizens come out this past Saturday thinking that the flaggers were going to return, perhaps even in greater numbers. There were some rumors about that. And so folks came out with rainbow flags, came out with music, came out with various posters, as they normally do, and really occupied all the corners down by the courthouse. And so it was actually a little festive there, and I think friendly. Of course, I'll say that the Hillsborough Police Department was anticipating that we're going to be a larger crowd downtown. They've been preparing throughout the week. We had more uniformed officers on the town. And so, but it turned out the Confederate flaggers, I think, drove through and took some videos, but never actually unfurled the new flags or responded. So that's kind of where we stand right now. The Hillsborough Police Department has, again, trying to keep an eye on the matter, but not exacerbate it, make sure that people are safe, continuing with the community policing policy when they're patrolling the streets, be more visible, but not overly visible during the Saturday mornings. And certainly they'd had several conversations with Matthew's Chocolate Shop about the threats that he had received, keeping watch on this property and all the properties downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's been some negative criticism and in fact some outright misinformation about the police department and some alleged homophobic slurs that the police department made. That is absolutely not true. Actually, I think the police department deserves a lot of kudos for handling what's a complicated and sensitive but very important issue and trying to keep everybody safe when they're downtown.
What was the origin of the concerns about possible homophobic comments? I'm sort of trying to gather from what I'm understanding on social media that it was comments that were made by some of the pro-Confederate protesters that got misconstrued as being from police, or am I getting that right?
I believe so. There was of course, there's been all kinds of chatter on social media. There was one post in particular from somebody who had said they'd been to Matthew's after a lunch and had a very long, detailed post. It was a call to have people come out and buy chocolate for Matthew's to support him. But it also said the police had been very, very unhelpful, and the fact that the police had made a homophobic slur when they were interacting with him. And that particular post was gets copied, you know, at least over 250 times. It's went viral. And later in sort of buried in some thread, that particular poster said, oh, I made a mistake. It wasn't the police who said this. It was one of the flaggers who had said this to Matthew. But, of course, that pretty much got lost. Mm. Then later parts of it were removed. It was a great concern to me. It ticked me off, actually, a lot that these things were being said about the police. I want to set the record straight. The police, again, are taking the issue very, very seriously. They've had several meetings with Matthew in the course of the week. They have been doing extra patrols. The Sheriff's Department is doing patrols of kind of Matthew's place where he is. That's out of the town limits, so we're working with the Sheriff's Department. And the police have been very present. We're certainly doing an ongoing investigations into threats and threatening behavior that's been made, and also internal reviews about, you know, how the officers are interacting with everybody. You know, they wear body cams, and so they, you know, please pay attention if there's allegations. And so I can assure people absolutely there were no slurs at all. And I firmly believe the police department has actually been very responsible and very respectful and appropriate in, you know, all their interactions. Sometimes people just don't like, you know, what they hear, which is that, you know, everyone has a right to be on the corner and have their First Amendment rights protected.
Well, one thing that that did come out of, I don't know if it's just that one post or just in general, and a lot of folks were downtown kind of pushing back against the pro-Confederate demonstrators over the weekend, the call to go out and support Matthew's Chocolates and buy their products, that apparently got picked up, and they did a lot of really good business over the weekend, right?
That's right. Matthew sold out on Saturday. He's normally open on Sunday and had to close his shop on Sunday to redo his stock. And, you know, what I've heard certainly from some other merchants, too, is just remember it's not just about one shop. There's lots of shops downtown, there's lots of restaurants. You know, some may indeed have benefited from all the other people downtown, but for others, there are people who are sort of nervous, particularly if we consider the tragedies that have been, you know, happening in the last few days in other communities, that people are kind of concerned about groups out there, regardless of, you know, what the positions are, even if it's sort of festive and fun. And his neighbors coming out, it can make people a little bit wary about going out. So I encourage people. A lot of people love this town. People love their downtown. Spread the love around. Continue to support shops. You know, certainly appreciate people who were coming out and opposing the Confederate flag. But let's be sensitive and not create a scene that really also does damage to some of our local shops. And be sure and give support to your local businesses if we want this to be a thriving downtown. And it's like when I began, it generally is. So, you know, we've got kind of music and nice food and things happening all around. So it is a very pleasant place to be. And we want to encourage people to keep coming here and enjoying each other in the public places in our community.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for events and happenings upcoming. And Mayor, we got to wrap up, but other things coming up that people want to know about?
Well, sure. We've got the Tar Wheels are having their big biking event on Saturday. That's very cool. Usually like 700 or 800 people come out for that. And you can get that to the Visit Hillsborough NC website. We've got a town board meeting and public hearing on next Monday. So I think that'll be on our topic for discussion next week. And and of course, fall will be here before you know it. So there's going to be a lot of activities in the fall. So we've got a lot to talk about here in the next few weeks.
Sounds good. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.